Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Election campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls further warms up. Several high-profile candidates including Menaka Gandhi and Kumari Shailja filed their nominations. Delhi Police Special Cell registers a case about Hawks bomb threat email received by several schools in Delhi and NCR. Investigation continues in the matter. Gujarat and Maharashtra celebrate their statehood day today. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions in West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar till tomorrow. At least 24 people killed in highway collapse in southern China's Guangdong province. And in IPL cricket, match between Chennai Super Kings and Punjab Kings underway in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Election campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls has further warmed up. In this phase, polling will be held on the 7th of May for 93 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories. Star campaigners of all political parties are holding back-to-back rallies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi reiterated his government's commitment to upholding the sanctity of the constitution. Mr. Modi addressed rallies at Disa, Banaskantha and Himmat Nagar in Sabarkantha district of North Gujarat today. Addressing a rally in Banaskantha, Mr. Modi assured that under his leadership, the reservation rights of SCs, STs and OBC communities as enshrined in the constitution will be safeguarded. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed his commitment to creating Viksit Bharat through Viksit Gujarat. He criticized the Congress party for the divisive politics of appeasement. Speaking at Himmat Nagar in Sabarkantha, Mr. Modi talked about historic initiatives including triple talaq, the abrogation of Article 370 taken by his government during the last 10 years.
बाबा साहब अम्बेडकर का संविधान इन लोगों ने 60-70 साल तक राज किया लेकिन पूरे देश में लागू नहीं कर पाए थे. कश्मीर में ये संविधान लागू नहीं हुआ था. कश्मीर में दलितों को, आदिवासियों को, पिछड़ों को आरक्षण नहीं मिलता था. ये मोदी है जिसने आकर के 370 हटा करके संविधान को कश्मीर में लागू किया.
He also promised to provide all basic amenities such as good quality healthcare, electricity, education and houses to the people of the country. He urged people to vote for the BJP candidates in large numbers. Addressing a rally at Dhubri in Assam, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi explained her party's stand about caste census.
जाति जनगणना का मतलब है कि ये गिनती होगी कि किस समुदाय में, किस जाति में कितने लोग हैं, ताकि सही से भागीदारी पूरी देश में हो पाए. और सिर्फ जाति के आधार पर नहीं, लेकिन अमीरी गरीबी के आधार पर भी, ताकि हम जान जाएं कि भाई यहाँ ये समस्या है, ये जाति है, ये धर्म के लोग हैं, जहाँ पे कुछ अलग सी समस्या है और इसको पूरा करने के लिए हम क्या करें. तो ये सब चीजों को समझने के लिए ये जाति जनगणना कराएंगे.
49 nominations were received today for all the parliamentary constituencies of Delhi. The last date for filing of nominations in Delhi is the 6th of May. The polling in NCT of Delhi is to be conducted on the 25th of May. BJP candidate from the Northeast Delhi Lok Sabha constituency Manoj Tiwari today held a roadshow in the national capital, which was joined by senior BJP leader and union minister Rajnath Singh and others. Several other candidates of the BJP, AAP and Congress campaigned in different parts of Delhi to garner the support of voters. BJP candidate Ramveer Singh Bidhuri, AAP candidate Somnath Bharati, Mahabal Mishra and INC candidate Jayaprakash Agrawal interacted with people of their areas. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders of different political parties campaigned for their party candidates today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh narrated the achievements of the central government in the political rallies held in Amvla and Fatehpur Sikri constituencies this afternoon. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political gathering in the Jaswant Nagar area of Itawa district. He attacked the BJP and alleged that if the Saffron Party comes to power, they will change the constitution. He also addressed a rally in Manpuri. Congress leader Rajiv Shukla today attacked the BJP in a press conference in Lucknow and said that the party is responsible for many deaths due to COVID-19 vaccine. Several high-profile candidates of different political parties today filed their nominations for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. We have more from our correspondent.
Several prominent candidates of different political parties today filed their nominations for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. Senior BJP leader Manika Gandhi submitted her nomination paper from Sultanpur Lok Sabha seat, Uttar Pradesh. Ram Bhuval Nishad is going to contest as Samajwadi Party candidate and Uday Raj Verma as BSP candidate from this seat. BJP candidate from Northeast Delhi, Manoj Tiwari, also filed his nomination paper against Congress candidate Kanhaiya Kumar. Sitting BJP MP from Faizabad, Lallu Singh, also submitted his nomination paper as party candidate. In this constituency, Samajwadi Party has fielded Avdhesh Prasad. Congress leader Kumari Selja, who has been fielded by her party from Sirsa Lok Sabha seat in Haryana, also filed her nomination paper. Ashok Tanwar is going to contest as BJP candidate from this seat. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on the Vidisha Lok Sabha constituency of Madhya Pradesh. We have more from our correspondent.
Vidisha Lok Sabha seat of Madhya Pradesh has always been in discussion. The stupas of Sanchi, located in Vidisha parliamentary constituency, are historically and spiritually recognized in many countries of the world. Vidisha has also been considered a safe seat for BJP. Senior BJP leader Sushma Swaraj and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee have also represented Vidisha. A total of 13 candidates are in the fray in Vidisha. However, the main contest is between BJP candidate and former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Congress candidate Pratap Bhanu Sharma. There are more than 19,38,000 voters in Vidisha Lok Sabha seat. Among these, more than 10 lakh male voters and more than 9,34,000 are female voters. Vidisha Lok Sabha seat consists of 8 assembly constituencies. Of these, 7 are with BJP and 1 with Congress. In 2019 election, BJP candidate Ramakant Bhargav had defeated Congress candidate Shailendra Patel by a huge margin of about 5 lakh votes. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The Election Commission has banned former Telangana Chief Minister and BRS Chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao from campaigning for 48 hours for making alleged derogatory and objectionable statements against the Congress Party. His ban will be effective from 8 p.m. today. The Commission directed Chandrasekhar Rao not to hold any public meetings, public processions, public rallies, shows and interviews in media in connection with the ongoing elections during this period. Earlier, the Congress Party had complained with the poll body about K. Chandrasekhar's remark in Sirsela, Telangana. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. President Draupadi Murmu reached Ayodhya on a day's visit today to perform Darshan Pujan of Ram Lalla at Shri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. Governor of State Anandi Ben Patel welcomed President Murmu at the Maharshi Valmiki International Airport in Ayodhya. From the airport, the President reached Hanuman Gadi to offer prayers to Lord Hanuman. The President also participated in Saryu Arati with full rituals this evening. This is President Draupadi Murmu's first visit to the newly built temple. 65th Maharashtra State Foundation Day was celebrated with full enthusiasm in Maharashtra. Governor Ramesh Bais unfurled the national flag at the state function held at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. We have more details from our Mumbai correspondent.
The governor inspected the ceremonial parade and accepted a salute from marching columns in the state function. He appealed citizens to come together to create a new, prosperous and strong Maharashtra. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, councils and honorary councils of various countries and senior officers of armed forces, civil, police and fire services and citizens were present on the occasion. Various functions were organized all over the state where guardian ministers, district collectors and other dignitaries participated in the official function. Various voter awareness programs were also organized to increase voting percentage in the state. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Gujarat is celebrating its 65th statehood day today. Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel greeted citizens of the state on the occasion of its foundation day. Governor Acharya Devrat wished all Gujaratis living in Gujarat and outside Gujarat and all those who have love and respect for Gujarat on the state's foundation day. In a message, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel saluted all those who have contributed to Gujarat's establishment and glorious development. Delhi Police Special Cell has registered a case in the matter about a bomb threat email received by several schools in Delhi and NCR today. The police said that investigation is underway into the matter. Earlier, the Union Home Ministry termed emails regarding bomb threats to different schools as hoax call. The ministry said so far nothing suspicious has been found in the search. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena spoke to Delhi Police Commissioner Sanjay Arora and sought a detailed report into the issue. Mr. Saxena directed Delhi Police to identify the culprits and ensure there are no lapses. He said the miscreants and culprits will not be spared. Mr. Saxena also visited several schools which received the bomb threats. He told the media that Delhi Police acted swiftly in the matter and found out the source where these emails are coming from. The National Investigation Agency today made another arrest in the Atari drugs seizure case, raising the total number of arrests to 8. The accused was apprehended after NIA teams raided his premises in Delhi's Daryaganj area, seizing incriminating documents. The anti-terror agency said that it is examining documents to uncover the full extent of the drug racket's conspiracy. Investigations revealed the accused's role in orchestrating a network of hawala operators to transfer drug earnings abroad. The case involves the recovery of over 102 kgs of heroin worth 700 crore rupees by Indian Customs in 2022. The gross goods and services tax GST revenue collections for April this year have recorded the highest ever collection of 2,10,000 crore rupees. Union Finance Minister said this represents a significant 12.4% year-on-year growth, driven by a strong increase in domestic transactions and imports. It said out of the total collection in April this year, central goods and services tax is over 43,000 crore rupees, state goods and services tax is over 53,000 crore, and integrated goods and services tax is over 99,000 crore, and cess is over 13,000 crore rupees. Heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are likely to continue in West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar till tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department said that similar conditions will also prevail in the South Peninsular India till Friday.
Heatwave to severe heatwave warning mainly for the West Bengal, Bihar and Jharkhand for next 2 days. From 4th May, all these areas, the temperature will significantly reduce. For Odisha, the temperature is gradually receding over eastern part of India. However, for South Peninsula, the heat wave will continue for next 3 to 4 days, mainly Rayalaseema, Telangana, South Coastal Andhra Pradesh and North Tamil Nadu. Northwest India, because of the WD coming, the temperature will continue to remain below normal, especially Punjab, Haryana, New Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh.
At least 24 people died after part of a highway collapsed due to heavy rains in southern China's Guangdong province last night. Guangdong, a densely populated industrial powerhouse, has been lashed by rainstorms in recent weeks, causing severe flooding and landslides in some areas. An IPL cricket match between Chennai Super Kings and Punjab Kings is underway at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Put into bat first, CSK were 146 for 5 in 18 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab Kings captain Sam Curran won the toss and opted to field. Currently, Ruturaj Gaikwad, led CSK, stands fourth in the points table, while Kings are at the 8th spot. Tomorrow, Sunrise Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And at the Asian Under-22 and Youth Boxing Championships, Indian boxers Aryan, Yashwardhan Singh, Priyanshu and Sahil marched into the semifinals today in Astana, Kazakhstan. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls further warms up. Several high-profile candidates, including Menaka Gandhi and Kumari Shalaja, filed their nominations. Delhi Police Special Cell registers a case about hoax bomb threat email received by several schools in Delhi and NCR. Investigation continues in the matter. Gujarat and Maharashtra celebrate their statehood day today. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions in West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Bihar till tomorrow. At least 24 people killed in highway collapse in southern China's Guangdong province, and an IPL cricket match between Chennai Super Kings and Punjab Kings underway in Chennai. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.